Wind and solar energy are becoming a bigger part of the New England energy mix, with lots of systems going up on rooftops and in backyards. But they come with an obvious challenge. You can't turn the wind and the sun on and off as needed. So the largest utility in Vermont is piloting an energy storage project that could make it more useful. Green Mountain Power has sold 500 home batteries made by Tesla to customers for both their private use and to supply energy to others. Reporter Kathleen Masterson visited a home in southern Vermont to watch the installation and has this report.
One possible solution to the future of the energy grid is tucked away in Miguel Orantes' basement in Bellows Falls, Vermont.
There it is. Hi, I'm Kathleen.
Scott.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Electrician Scott Millett is installing the gleaming white battery pack on the homeowner's wall. The sleek plastic arc looks somewhat out of place hanging on the old wood paneling in the rustic basement.
I mean, it looks kind of like a spaceship.
It does, it does. I think it kind of looks like the hood of a Tesla, really.
That's true.
Yeah.
Millett is installing the lithium-ion battery and the inverter and connecting the whole system both to the house and to the grid.
We got the power wall inverter, which converts it from DC to AC power, and vice versa to charge the battery.
The inverter is key because it allows the utility to draw energy out of the battery, pull it into the grid, and send it into other people's homes. The battery itself stores about 6.4 kilowatts of energy, which could power the bare-bones needs of an average home for about 6 hours. It seamlessly kicks on whenever there's a power outage. For homeowner Miguel Orantes, it's not just a luxury item. His doctors recommended that he have some kind of power backup so his medical alert system would still work in the event of an outage. Orantes is disabled and walks with a cane.
My fear has been, what if I fall and there's no one around? What to do?
The utility, Green Mountain Power, isn't getting a discount from Tesla. The battery and the inverter combined cost about $6,500, but Orantes has opted to pay in monthly installments of about $37 a month for 10 years, which is a total of $4,500. The price is reduced for homeowners who allow Green Mountain Power to pull power from the battery. Right now, Orantes is set up to charge his battery from the grid, but others who are buying Tesla Powerwall batteries will be charging them from their rooftop solar arrays. For Green Mountain Power, that's an important step forward in how small-scale renewable energy can be part of the larger energy mix. Josh Castingay at Green Mountain Power thinks about how, when these 500 batteries have been installed in basements scattered across Vermont, they will act as individual sources of power. Sort of like a virtual power plant made up of lots of tiny energy generators all connected to the grid.
It is a system. I mean, you're essentially taking what used to be a couple big plants, big bulk grid, and power flowing down to homes, to now thousands and thousands of points out on the grid that all need to be choreographed together.
One of the biggest challenges is intelligently coordinating hundreds or thousands of these power walls.
That's Masal Masulki, an assistant professor at the University of Vermont in electrical engineering. He says if utilities can figure out how to incorporate these batteries into the grid, they could someday drastically reduce reliance on natural gas-fired plants that they keep on standby for when they need to ramp up power quickly.
So if you can regulate this in a smart way, you can also cancel out the variability that's introduced from renewable energy.
Despite that variability from weather and unpredictable consumer use of renewables, on a sunny day, Vermont can get up to 20% of its energy from solar power. Once all 500 Tesla Powerwalls are hooked up to the grid, those basement batteries will be able to store about 1 megawatt of power, roughly enough to power 170 homes. It might not seem like much, but in a state that's banking on renewable energy, it's enough to keep the lights on. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson in Colchester, Vermont.
In a room off the lobby of the French Cultural Center in the Back Bay in Boston hang 52 oil paintings, mostly of people who live in or near the city. There are educators, musicians, people of many walks of life, of different races and ethnicities. They're of all different ages and include one child. They are a snapshot of Boston. The common denominator is that these paintings are the work of one French artist who moved to Boston 2 years ago and decided to paint a portrait of someone new every Friday. Hence, the name of the exhibit, Friday Face, A Year in Boston. We met the artist at the French Cultural Center, Aurélie Gallois. She explained she began gathering these faces of Boston because she was lonely.
As an artist and as a journalist in Paris, I was very well surrounded. My life was very busy and social. But here in Brookline, in Boston, I knew nobody. I was in the middle of winter, so you know what it means, stuck at home. So I did this portrait of the landlord, of the owner of the coffee shop I used to go every day, because the coffee is amazing there. So I made this sketch about her face, because I love faces. And I was like, okay, but I want to tell in English what she is for me.
So you wanted to write a narrative along with creating the portrait.
Yeah, because you don't say the same things when you paint or when you write. So it was a combination of my feelings, my vision, blah, blah, blah. And I didn't want to use too much technology. No printer, blah, blah. Only my hands. I redid it the next week.
With a different person or with the same person?
No, with a different person. Because also it was a great excuse to meet new people. And this is how it started.
You didn't know all these people when you started.
I knew some of them.
But the ones you didn't know, have they become friends? Have you become friends with at least some of them?
Yeah, that's the most beautiful part of it. Some of them became very, very close friends. So it's the great gift of this project, of course.
So do you have favorite pieces?
It's very, very hard to answer. But this person over there, Rima Haider, she's the first person who bought one of my paintings. So that's how we met. I pretty much fell in love with her, to be honest. You know, she was so funny because she was like, oh, no, you know, I'm not very interesting. You shouldn't interview me. But she's from Pakistan. She was born dead. It was a Catholic nurse in this hospital who believed that this baby was not really dead. So she kept her. Her dad, meanwhile, already called the funeral service. It was very moving because, you know, you think you're going to have a small talk. And then I realized how fascinating her life was.
So let us pick one and tell us about the last person you met to do a portrait of.
She's a very good friend of mine, and she's the person who helped me every week to correct my English. And she's very modest. She's a writer, and she didn't want to attract the attention, so I didn't ask her permission. So I didn't take the picture. I found the picture.
What's her name?
Monique Hamza. She's a perfect example of what the U.S. are. A dad is from Lebanon. A mom is from Australia. She's American, but she's not American in a way.
Well, it was very nice meeting you. Thank you very much.
This is
a wonderful exhibition.
Thank you very much.
Artist and journalist Aurélie Gallois. Her show, Friday Face, A Year in Boston, is on display through this Friday at the French Cultural Center in the Back Bay, Boston.